mané, de vivir en miracles y dispararme.
This is L'Esprit Creole over here.
Just call me L'Esprit.
Otherwise known as Doug Hoff, everybody from Allendale, Illinois. And we're here to play some French music from Illinois. That's our. I was waiting for everybody to gasp. Yeah. It usually happens like, really, where'd this come from? But no, actually, in southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana, Southeast Missouri, there is a pocket of French culture that has been in this part of the country, the Illinois country, for over 300 years. And we have our own music that is actually different from Cajun music. It is also different from Canadian French music. But it's, sometimes it's also kind of a combination of the two, depending on how you look at it. And we'll do a song here for you that also comes from southern Illinois and southeast Missouri. Haven't found this song really anywhere else, but it's one of my favorite tunes. It's kind of the Lizzie Borden of French Creole music, you might say. Something called La Belle Blondine is the name of the song. And this tune is essentially about a blonde, young blonde who gets very upset with her father and decides to kill her father and burying him under the house. This is also a French love story, if you're curious. So, anyway, believe me, we got lots of these. So, c'est la belle blondine, maladelona. C'est la belle blondine qui fait une chanson. Qui fait une
chanson commence, sans perdre la tuer.
A lot of our songs, sometimes they will get confused a little bit with maybe Cajun music in Louisiana, and that's okay. We don't really have a major problem with that, other than the fact that we don't eat a lot of crawfish in Southern Illinois. Because I don't know about you, but the crawdads in my backyard, I'm just really not too excited about.
We leave them be.
Yes, we do. We definitely leave them alone. I'll tell you what, we will do a little kind of a bluesy song here for you in French. And before anybody does ask a question, some people ask me, they say, well, do you actually understand what you're singing about? Well, I speak three languages. Actually, I speak French Creole, I speak English, and I speak Southern Illinois Redneck. So it works out, you can be trilingual. Mais ouais, je parle français, mais le français que je parle, ça vient de nos petits coins du monde français. Donc, si tu viens de demander une question, mais je peux comprendre le français et des paroles, des chansons que tu en parles, oui, je peux répondre, oui, tu comprends mes petites paroles. I do understand the language. Of course, these are great songs, and some of them are very sad. This one's just funny, and I hope you enjoy it. Something called Tout chose sur un cochon c'est bon, which means everything on a hog is good. All right?
Except his eyes.
Except the eyes.
Maybe those eyes.
Yeah, you know what? Here we go.
Les cochons, c'est bon. Les lieux sont pas bons, pas bons. On a bien du temps, boucherie. On aime la vie du temps, rôti. On aime la vie du temps, le matin. On aime la vie du always good. Except his eyes. Except his eyes are no good. I love that old time song, though it's awesome. Everything on a hog is good. Except his eyes are no good.
It's something called Booyer Stomp, and this is one of my half original tunes, and we'll take it out with this. Again, I'm Dennis Stromat. We're L'Esprit Creole, and here's a little bit of the Booyer Stomp for you. Duluth, Minnesota, up on Lake Superior, where I'm sure it's probably 10 degrees warmer than it is here. They've been playing music together for the last 8 years. I think Bill's been on the road for the last 15. But please put your hands together for some of their own material they're going to do for you. Bill and Kate Isles, everybody.
Thanks, Dennis.
What brought you here today? What peril seemed to mark your way? Was there a wind? Were there fires? Did you give in to old desires? Did you rise? Did you fall? Was there anything at all? Was there anything at all?
What did you learn along the way? Who did you meet? What did you say? Were your eyes open wide? Did you see the other side? Did you bleed? Did you sin? Would you do it all again? Would you do it all again? One thing about light, it's always new. It's at the speed of light that I see you. When it shines on your face, all the gravity's erased. Sometimes red or silver blue, everyone's a different hue. Everyone's a different hue. What brought you here today? What perils seem to mark your way? Was there wind? Were there fires? Did you give in to old desires? Did you rise? Did you fall? Was there anything at all? 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 I like old fences where they've fallen into disrepair. A few slats missing and the wood is weathered bare.
Old fences bring to me a sense of time or history. Stretched between the posts of faded memories.
But nothing lasts forever. It'll all fall down like wood and stone and metal, returning to the ground. Oh, nothing lasts forever except the finest kind, like the joy I feel when you're on my mind. I like those old stone walls built along a woodland road. Cracks and moss growing up and down each side.
I like those stone walls too, an iron gate to let us through, down a path into a world that's out of view.
Nothing lasts forever. It'll all fall down like wood and stone and metal, turning to the ground. Oh, nothing lasts forever except the finest kind, like the joy I feel when you're on my mind. Walls and fences all about, they keep it in, they keep it out. They let you know how life has been. Sometimes they're best for straddling,
built by kids and cattle kings, with twisted wire and secret things. Safety lies behind the line. What's yours is yours, mine is mine.
Nothing lasts forever. It'll all fall down like wood and stone and metal, returning to the ground. Oh, nothing lasts forever except the finest kind, like the joy I feel when you're on my mind. There's a joy I feel when you're on my mind.
Thanks, everybody. Well, we're so happy to be here, and you guys are really a great audience. This is a wonderful room and a great organization. And you don't always get really great audiences. Sometimes odd things happen. One time this lady came up to us at the CD table during the intermission, and the CD table's outside, by the way. And she bought all of our CDs, and then she said, and we were signing them for her, and she said, "But I have to tell you, something was bothering me the whole first set." I said, "What was it?" And she said, "Well, you and Kate seem to be staring at me the whole time." I said, "Well, you're the only one here." Bob Dylan was born in Duluth. We were born 5 blocks and 10 years apart. Drank the same water. Kate and I learned this song of his this spring, and we've just been smitten by it. It's called Boots of Spanish Leather. You're probably familiar with the song, but you may not be familiar with the fact that this is based on his own breakup of his relationship when his girlfriend Suze went off to Italy to study, and he set the scene in Spain instead, set the time to a sailing vessel instead of an airplane. And at the very end of the song, he says, "Yeah, send me some Spanish boots of Spanish leather," which you may not know is a medieval method of torture.
Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place that I'll be landing?
No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean.
Oh, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden.
If I had stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. That is all I'm wishing to be owning.
That I might be gone long time, and it's only that I'm asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing?
Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow. The same thing I want from you today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship a sailing, saying,
"I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling."
Well, if you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is a-roamin'.
I'm sure your heart is not with mine. But with the country to where you're going, so take heed of the western wind. Take heed of stormy weather. And yes, there is something you can send back to me. Spanish boots of Spanish leather. Thank you, everybody. We're going to finish up with a song that's our most well-known, most requested song, a song called Hobos in the Roundhouse. And it's been recorded by a bunch of groups now, and we're very proud of that, considering I've never pitched it to anybody and never spent any, even a minute promoting it, just singing it and spreading it around. And it's a true story about my grandfather, who worked up in the Iron Range in northern Minnesota, worked for the railroad, where he was a night foreman in the roundhouse, and that was the building where they fixed the trains and stuff. And I learned that he used to risk his job by sneaking the hobos in at night and letting them sleep indoors, even though he could have gotten fired, you know, for doing that. And I was just very moved by that story and knew I had to write a song about it. And this is a song I wrote about a month later. And if you know it, please do sing along. Again, thanks so much for having us. We're looking forward to seeing you all. We're just going to be there tomorrow. We have two workshops and our main stage show at 3:30, and then we have to head back to Minnesota. Here's Hobos in the Roundhouse. From 7 to 7, every night of the week, fixing trains in the roundhouse, I work on my feet. And I told my children, I hope the bedbugs don't bite. And I got hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. From Akron and Hinckley, Prairie du Chien, they are soldiers and lawyers, and I believe what they're saying. And I'll rouse them at 4, and they'll head down the line. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, my hobos, rest your vagabond head. On your old knapsack pillows, in your gunny sack beds. For a few stolen hours, you'll be alright. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Well, they hired a new man, work as a guard. Every morning at sunrise, he checks out the yard. But for now, I won't trust him, though he seems pretty nice. 'Cause I got hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, my hobos. Rest your vagabond heads on your old knapsack pillows, in your gunny sack beds. For a few stolen hours, you'll be all right. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. I asked my Savior, what should I do? If I'm caught helping hobos, my job could be through. And I heard the answer, so clear and so bright. Are my hobos sleeping in your roundhouse tonight? Good night, my hobos, rest your vagabond heads on your old knapsack pillows in your gunny sack beds. For if you stole an hour, you'll be alright. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. For if you stole an house, you'll be alright. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, boys.
Thank you. We're Bill and Kate Isles. We're so excited to hear Scott Ainslie is our next act. Scott Ainslie is an expert on the blues. And I was going to, maybe you and I can write a song. I was going to write a song called I Just Don't Get the Blues. And
just wait for it.
Yeah. Scott's, Scott's from Vermont. He's an expert on the blues of Robert Johnson and others. And we're so fortunate to have him here today. Thank you so much, Scott Ainslie.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you indeed.
The guitar I brought out to play for you this evening is a 1931 metal-bodied National. It sounds like an old car. Yep, it's a very beautiful instrument, yes. For the radio audience, you can't see this, but there are palm trees and volcanoes on the back of the guitar, which the audience was ooing over. And I'm going to start with one of Robert Johnson's pieces. Stay right by your side. When you got a good friend that will stay right by your side. Give her all your spare time, love and treat her right. See the reason why I mistreat my baby. I can't see the reason why. Every time I think about it, I just wring my hands and cry. What could I have been to apologize? I did what she sympathized with me. I know I treated her wrong, but could I bear to apologize if I did what she sympathized with me? She's a brown-skinned woman, just as sweet as any girlfriend can be. Then your enemies can't do you no harm. right by your side. When you've got a good friend that will stay right by your side, give her all your spare time, love and treat her right. Thank you. I raised my children in North Carolina and lived there 20 years, and I spent a lot of time hunting down older black men who played gospel and blues music there. Made many, many good friends and learned a lot. But I knew maybe 10 performers well by the time I left the state. And when I asked these men, mostly men, what their first instrument was, when you're a kid, what'd you play first? 9 out of 10 of them said they played a cigar box guitar. And I had never heard of these, and so I kept asking questions about them. And it's a one-string instrument made with a broomstick and a cigar box, or any kind of wooden box or can will do, actually. And it comes out of West Africa, I found out since, where it's traditionally a children's instrument there. And it was a kind of an intro instrument for these gentlemen as well. I finally made one in 1995 and decided I needed to learn something about it, because they talked about them with great affection, and the thought of playing a one-string instrument for more than a minute or two seemed to me to be a sign of a low musical intelligence or a high capacity for boredom, and I just had to find out which. So I made one in 1995, and this is Mach 4. This was actually has a pull cue for a neck instead of a broomstick. So I can take it apart and fly with it, which is how I got it here from Vermont. Set up one rhythm with one hand. And one with the other, picking with both hands. One. Two. Judge, give me life this morning down on Parchment Farm. Just give me life this morning down on Parchment Farm. I wouldn't hate it so bad, but I miss my wife and my home. Well, goodbye, wife, for you have done gone. And I hope someday you will hear my lonesome song. Gonna work in the morning just at the dawn of day. We go to work in the morning just at the dawn of day. And at the setting of the sun, that is when we're walking home. I'm down on old Parchment Farm, but I sure wanna go back home. I'm down on old Parchment Farm, but I sure wanna go back home. And I hope someday that I will overcome. Well, listen, you man, I don't mean no harm. Well, listen, you man, I don't mean no harm. If you wanna do good, you better stay off old Parchment Farm. Stay off Parchment Farm. Thank you. Thank you. Who knew? It turns out, even with a broom wire and a pool cue and a small box, you can have a vehicle for the human spirit. You don't need a bunch of amplifiers and a bunch of stuff. You think, you know, that'll do. And I just love that about that little instrument. 10 years ago, in June 2005, I wrote a rhythm and blues love song, a lost love song, that I set in South Louisiana, where I have a lot of friends. And 10 years ago last week, 80% of the city was underwater in what I've heard residents of the Lower Ninth Ward call the federal flood. Because unlike the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, which was completely destroyed by Katrina, New Orleans survived the hurricane pretty well. What they couldn't survive was 5 years of being ignored by the Bush administration, and that ignored 143 editorials in the Times-Picayune begging for them to release the balance of the funds to repair those levees that had been appropriated under the Clinton administration, which they did not do. So this song was about lost love. It became a song about a lost city, and it being the anniversary of that time, I thought I'd sing it for you tonight. It's called It's Gonna Rain. Met you down at Evangeline, wearing one of your pretty things. Never forget how you looked that day. Your eyes so bright as you walked my way. But I've been lonely, I've been blue, feeling lost since I lost you. And the wind's picking up on Lake Pontchartrain. Any fool could see it's gonna rain. We're gonna rain. Peeking in underneath the blinds, what makes you think you're welcome here? Go find yourself someplace else to shine. I gotta get out of here. There's beer bottles and broken Mardi Gras beads laid up between parked cars. Got me a cold morning here in New Orleans, and no good idea where you are. Oh, it's gonna rain. We're gonna rain. Vacuum of space, by the light of that moon, I swear I could see your face. Half lit neath the cypress trees, where the cottonwoods whisper in the evening breeze. I know you've gone, I know we've changed, but I still get this feeling when I can smell the rain. I never come down here to Bourbon Street. Nobody in this crowd that I care to meet, but I'll have one little whiskey in your name as I run for the doorways. It starts to rain, it's gonna rain. Yeah, gonna rain. Gonna rain.
you so much. Thank you.
When this guitar was made, it was marketed as a Hawaiian guitar, which is why there's a volcano on the back. And great slide guitars. One of my favorite love songs in the blues. Friend, some joker got lucky, stole her back again. You better come home in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. Where she's gone, I know she won't come back. I've taken her last nickel out of her nation's sack. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. When a woman gets in trouble, everybody throws her down. Good friend, one can't be found. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be outdoors. When the time is coming, it's gonna be snow. You can't make the winter, babe. Just dry long so. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. Can't you hear that wind outside? Come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
So much.
And we are back live here at the Unitarian Church for the second half of our Fox Valley preview concert. And I'm very pleased to introduce someone who I would call a songwriter's songwriter. His songs span the map of topics and feelings and depth and poetry. Please welcome Joe Crookston.
Excited to be singing for you all here in the audience and out there on the radio land. And this song is called Fall Down as the Rain. It was by request. And there's a new Rise Up Singing songbook that's coming out. Actually, it's been published and it's coming out. And it's called Rise Again. And I'm very excited that I have a few songs in the new Rise Again songbook, including this one called Fall Down Is the Rain.
Is over and I have gone away, and I'm gonna leave this big old world and the trouble and the pain. And if I get to heaven, I will not stay. I'll turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. When I finally reach the ground, I'll soak into the sod. I'll turn myself around again, come up as goldenrod. Come up as goldenrod, come up as goldenrod. Turn myself around again, come up as goldenrod. Come up as goldenrod, come up as goldenrod. Turn myself around again, come up as goldenrod. Then when I turn dry and brown, well, I'll lay me down to rest. I'll turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Part of an eagle's nest, part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Part of an eagle's nest, part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. When that eagle learns to fly, I'll flutter from that tree. I'll turn myself around again as part of the mystery. Part of the mystery, part of the mystery. I'll turn myself around again as part of the mystery. Part of the mystery, part of the mystery. Turn myself around again as part of the mystery. When my life is over and I have gone away, I'm gonna leave this big old world in the trouble and the pain. And if I get to heaven, I will not stay. I'll turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Sounds so good. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down as the rain.
Thank you.
WFMT. I am so excited WFMT brings people together, and they brought me and my brother together, because my brother is a business guy, and he disowned me. Didn't want anything to do with the shaggy-haired folk-singing brother, because I was going to be bad for business. But Mr. Rich Warren plays my music on his show in Chicago and all around this listening area. And my brother was downtown at a board meeting about a year and a half ago and went up to the 22nd floor downtown Chicago to meet some executives. And he walked into the boardroom and said, "My name is Robert Crookston." And the guy stood up quick in the back and said, "Are you related to Joe Crookston?" Because I hear him. I hear him on WFMT, and I love his music. Alex, now he calls me. He's a good guy. I'd like for all of us listening here to load into my Dodge Dart, if you would. And we're going to take a little drive. We're going to get on 90 heading east. I know. We're going to keep driving on 90 east for about 400 miles. We're going to get on 17 East and go all the way to New York City, all of us. And we're going to drive down the West Side Highway, down to the tip of Manhattan. And we're going to cross the Brooklyn Bridge down at the tip of Manhattan and go into Brooklyn. And we're going to go to Fulton Street. 1945, Frank gets out of his limousine. And he goes into the Fulton Street Diner for lunch, 1945. Brooklyn in July, cafe on Fulton Street, Frank parked the limousine, and he went inside to eat. Black man in a brown suit, chauffeur between drives, Ivy cap, working wage, 1945. And the waitress, she ignored him. The cooks laughed and watched him wait. She served his food cold on a broken dinner plate. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. Frank, he'd seen it all his life, and this time something snapped. He stood up, threw a chair, and he shattered the front window glass. And the cooks called the cops in. The cops took Frank away, and the waitress said she didn't know why a man would act that way. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. La, 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 la. And the limousine got towed away. Frank, they drove him west. The waitress called the insurance man, and the cooks cleaned up the mess. In a room alone, Frank never came home. How much can a good man take? And how far can a good man bend before a good man breaks? God knows cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. God knows it's
cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. Brooklyn in July, cafe on Fulton Street. Frank parked the limousine and he went inside to eat. A black man in a brown suit, chauffeur between drives, Ivy cap, working wage 1945 1965 1985 2005. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn and even in Charleston. God knows it's cold outside.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What a great honor to play for you all. And those of you who are listening on the radio, I just sat down. And not because I'm giving up or I'm quitting, because I'm sitting down to play my slide guitar. And my mother passed away about 10 years ago now. And my mother was a songwriter. She wrote about 200 songs in her life. And usually just a G chord, a C chord, occasional E minor in there. And I thought she was a complete dork, really. And now look at me. But when she passed away, I got her old D18, 1976 D18 Martin guitar. And she left it to me in her will. And I decided it was going to be my stage guitar. And I put a pickup in it and took it to a show. And it sounded terrible. It was one of the worst sounding guitars I'd ever heard. And a guy I was recording with, he said, "You ought to take that old D18 of your mom's and turn it into a slide guitar. It might sound really cool that way." I said, "What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about." He said, "It's easy." He said, "You get a nut extender, and you get a metal slide and some finger picks, and you turn it into a slide guitar." And I said, "A nut what?" He said, "A nut extender." So I went home and I Googled nut extender, and that was weird. And finally, I got to Elderly Instruments in Michigan. And the guy said, "Yeah, we got nut extenders." And I said, "Send me two of them." So I put a nut extender on my guitar here. This is not my mom's guitar. It sounded even worse as a slide. So I'm going to play you a little slide song here. And I'm so happy to be with you all. So. Your mama, oh, you'll never miss your mama. Oh, you'll never miss your mama till she's gone. Well, you better love your mama, 'cause your mama, she won't be around. No, you'll never miss your papa. No, you'll never miss your papa. No, you'll never miss your papa till he's gone. Well, you better love your papa, 'cause your papa, he won't be around long. One more. Oh, you'll never miss your baby. No, you'll never miss your baby. No, you'll never miss your baby till she's gone. Well, you better love your baby, 'cause your baby, she won't be around long. Thank you all for listening. Thank you very much. Thank you. So my name is Joe Crookston, and I want to tell you a quick story here. I was in Wisconsin playing about 8 years ago, and I got invited to open a show, a concert for the one and only Claudia Schmidt. And I was so excited to meet her and hear her music. And she walked out on stage, and it changed my performance style watching her. She creates magic, and she brought everybody in the room into this sort of magical bubble. And I looked at her and I said, that is what I want to do. She does it beautifully well. Let's give a big hand, Claudia Schmidt.
Some songs take time. Some songs take a lot of time. This song took 25 years to write, and I wasn't working on it all the time. But a couple years ago, I loomed and receded, and I finally finished it right before the last CD that I recorded. And part of it was I wrote it on the piano, and I don't play the piano in front of humans. And fine, I had a piano player for the recording, and then I wanted to do it on my solo tour, so I just wasn't sure what to do. And it's like one day, my little dulcimer said, what about me? You know, and I just was looking at the dulcimer on top of the piano, and I was thinking about, like, in the dog world, how my dulcimer was dominating the piano here for a minute. So this is what we got. This is especially for anybody who's on date night tonight. There used to be an intern at Red House Records who she was in her 20s, and she would come up. She actually is a Unitarian minister now out west, and she'd come up after my concerts and say, I always like to bring my dates to your concerts because I get lucky later. So let's see if I still got it. Thank you. So I lived on Beaver Island for 10 years and restored an old log farmhouse that became a bed and breakfast, which is how Rich Warren, my good friend Rich Warren and Tammy, ultimately succumbed to the charms of Beaver Island. They came and stayed as guests at the B&B. But before we opened the B&B, we were staying over there and we were sleeping in all the different rooms to make sure everything felt right, you know? And I've been just crazy for the woods and the wilderness since I was a small child. When my parents wouldn't get up to drive me to Sunday school, I'd sit out on the porch and sing and pray to the trees instead. You know, I mean, didn't matter. I mean, it's always had that mystical thing for me. And living on a place like Beaver Island with that darkness and the quiet, it's the quiet that I miss being off the island now. And it's just, it's something that I crave all the time. And so I'm sleeping in this room and the neighbors across the street from me on the island happened to be the island loggers. And it wasn't like they were noisy, but sleeping there, I realized that they left their dogs out at night, and the dogs barked and barked and barked and barked and barked. And I was getting really nervous, because if we knew we were going to have people coming and paying to stay at our B&B, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And they're in the house, I'm sure, with the TV turned way up, like swelling beer. They didn't even hear the dogs barking. And so I call, and the wife of the logger answers, and I'm going, you know, did you notice your dogs are barking, like, a lot? And so this is what I hear. I'm in the middle of this, like, beautiful, quiet, like, essentially nature preserve, and what the answer I get is, you're living in the country now. You can't expect peace and quiet. I was speechless, which is very rare for me. So many years later, I'm driving across the UP a few summers ago, a place that is always incredibly restorative for me. And these images just started pouring in. This song was like a gift from a place that I have loved for so long. And this is the song that came out of that. There's this wonderful little quote from Wendell Berry who said, "It is perhaps when we no longer know which way to go that our real journey has begun. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. The impeded stream is the one that sings." Out here, the trees keep their secrets and the stars look the other way. Stay till the question burning in your soul is answered. Stay till your body is flooded with relief. Stay till the fear inside you is like it lifts you up like a mist and lifts off your body like a mist. Just how long you plan to stay. Out here, you've got all the time you need to weep or sleep or pray. Weep for the things you lost, not knowing you were losing. Sleep off the weariness that holds you in its clutch. Pray if you will for all the ones like you who never knew how very much a single loving touch unties. just the way you came. But out here your voice rings so clearly that nothing's ever quite the same. No one was meant to stay out here forever. Everyone finds their way in trouble and despair. All the paths in and out, he circles in the air. We come from everywhere to try and try, yeah, to try out here, out here. The New Jim Crow, there's a quote from Martin Luther King: the two most dangerous things in all the world are sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. We need to remember that. Sing this chorus with me. I wrote this the night before the 50th anniversary of the March from Selma. Still on the bridge, 50 years gone by. Still on the bridge, looking hate in the eye. We can't cross the bridge until we turn.
Selma to Montgomery.
Thank you. So when I was first hanging around Minneapolis in the late 70s, mid to late 70s, that I encountered my friends who are coming up next here. And I'm so thrilled. They have so much going on. I mean, they write, they do history, they write books, they play a million instruments, they teach, they sing. I mean, we might as well all just retire, because you do it all. You can just go ahead and do it all. But I had a bad dream last night, you guys, because in my mind, I was introducing you. In my dream, I was introducing you, and I introduced you as Sponda and Rarky Rucker. So I've been worried about it all day. I've been going, Rhonda and Sparky. You know, it's that thing like when you screw something up and then you can't get it out of your head. So I would like to introduce to you with great affection and respect, Sparky and Rhonda Rucker.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Well, back in Chicago again. I must have done something right. I'm so glad that the statute of limitations ran out so I could come back. I was starting to feel like an Illinois governor. Those people that have been knowing us a long time know that I talk about my ancestry, all them preachers in my background and such. And, of course, you know, I was raised Church of God, sanctified, you understand. And Rhonda was raised Methodist. And I always give her a hard time because asking her what method was it, you know. But then I found out that in her church, they had preachers that would ride around from community to community because it wasn't enough sanctified preachers in that church. And they'd put them on horses and mules. Oh, yeah, let them walk and back and forth to community to community. They called them country circuit riders. What did they call them?
Country circuit riders.
And they were like, you know, rock and roll stars. They'd show up in a community. Woo! And all of a sudden, all the chickens would disappear, you know. You know, preachers and chickens, you can't put them in. And then all of a sudden, wives were leaving their husbands and such, you know. And, oh, yeah. You know, the little boy come running to his daddy. Daddy, daddy, the country circuit riders in town. He said, quick, son, go home, lock up the chickens and sit in your mama's lap till I get there.
Sun go down.
right. The moon is shining bright. You came in early this morning. Your clothes wasn't fitting you right. You came in early this morning. Clothes wasn't fitting you right. When the sun
pleasure to be back here. Sparky, back in the 1970s, did some touring with a group called the Southern Folk Revival Project. If you want to mess up a name, get a bunch of hippies to name something. But it was a great idea. It was something that Bernice Regan, who was part of Sweet Honey in the Rock, and also Anne Romaine, the two of them started. And it took Southern folk culture down throughout the South, black and white performers performing together, something that you didn't see back in those days. But one of the people that toured was Olabelle Reed.
Olabelle Reed.
In fact, that whole tour was a bunch of characters. Now, Sparky was just a character in training back in those days.
Just a CIT.
A CIT, that's right. But Olabelle, she was a full-fledged character. This is probably one of her most famous songs, called High on a Mountain. One, two, three, and...
thinking about the days that used to be. I own my love, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown.
And I look at the valley down below. It's green just as far as you can see. The days that used to be.
High on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown.
Some Old Testament.
Old Testament.
Old Testament.
None of that New Testament stuff. Talking about the Old Testament.
Old Testament. And I'm going to play an Old Testament instrument on this song. I'm going to play the bones. The bones. Now, this is a sing along. Everything we do is a sing along. So
even
feel
you don't
free.
Let's go.
The bones truly are an Old Testament instrument. People did archaeological digs and found that people used to play the bones. Generally, from nowadays, they use cattle bones, but, you know, any kind of animal. Rib bones, they're curves. You put them back to back, hold one real tight, one not so tight. Wave your hand, and it happens after you practice for a few months. So here's this Old Testament song. Please sing along. Ezekiel saw a wheel way up in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw a wheel
turning way in the middle of the air. And if the wheel runs by faith,
runs by faith, and the new wheel runs by the grace of God. It's a wheel in a wheel turning way in the middle of the air.
Let me tell you what a hypocrite it is.
Way in the middle of the air.
He'll talk about me and talk about you.
Way in the middle of the air.
And if you saw me,
he saw a wheel way up in the middle of the air.
If you saw a wheel
turn it way in the middle of the air.
And if we run by faith,
it'll run by faith, and the new wheel runs by the grace of God. It's a wheel, 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 turn it way in the middle of the air.
Watch out, sister, when you walk on the cross.
Way in the middle of the air.
Your foot might slip and so get lost.
Way in the middle of the air.
And if you saw
a wheel way up in the middle of the air. If you saw a wheel turning way in the middle of the air.
People out there, I can tell, you know. Probably people eat tofu and sit around and do your morning om. But the Old Testament, see, you know, that's the one where God would get hold of you. You know, you'd be slacking off, and nowadays God said, well, you know, let's have a time out. God said, let's center ourselves. You know. But that Old Testament God, woo, he'd hike you up by the seat of your britches. Oh, dance you out to the woodshed. Make you pick out your own switch. Woo, wear it out. Give you a new one. But sometimes, the old West African people held in bondage in this country would sometimes, because to them it didn't matter if it was in the New Testament or the Old Testament. It was all old stuff to them, you know, and they especially liked the stories of God intervening. God intervening when there was trouble. You know, kind of like if the election's going wrong, you know. God, I believe I can get that guy a heart attack. He don't need to be in charge of nothing, you know. That's that Old Testament stuff, you know. But sometimes they do things like this. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Stood up on the Red Sea shore.
floating at that water with a 2x4. You know Pharaoh's army got grounded. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. You know that Pharaoh's army got crowded. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
We don't you know.